So I can say, God, in this present world, do not let me die on my sins. Let me rather walk in godliness and righteousness. Turn me so that I may become the image of Christ Jesus. Cause me to walk as he walked. You know, following after all the promises of God. Give me of your spirit that all these things may be. Increase your blessing. Increase the anointing. Give me more of your spirit. Because he's given us of his spirit, but he can give us even more. He can put a new spirit in us. The seven spirits of God go forth into all the earth. And just because you got one spirit doesn't mean you have the whole thing. Jesus says that God gave him not the spirit by measure. Unto us is dealt the measure of faith, the measure of the spirit. I want a bigger measure. Coming after the greater gifts. Now wait, some things may or may not be in his will and all that, but I know certain things are. It is God's will that I turn from unrighteousness. You know, so I ask him, I seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so to speak, right? I mean, I always regret it when I go talking about myself. I feel like going back and deleting it, but I'll just leave it in there, okay? Get to know me. I think my wife enjoys it anyways. Like I said, I don't know anyone's even going to make it into John. If you do, congratulations. I'm glad you're here. You know, if we know that he... So, if we ask according to his will, we know he hears us. So, if we know that he hears us, we know that we will have the things we desired of him. That's faith. That's how it operates. We pray on the promises of God. If you want your prayers to be answered, ask for the things he's promised you. You know, how many people, they're sitting there, I believe in you, Lord. Please. Help me make more money. Please. Help Billy's arm heal. Please. You know, let me, you know, whatever. I don't know. But they ask for all these things, right? And they aren't the primary things God wants to give. I think of Paul, like, he had this infirmity of the flesh, and it doesn't describe exactly what it is. But, he said, you know, God, I asked the Lord, I besought him thrice to take it away from me, and he responded that my grace is sufficient for thee. We suffer under certain things that we may learn to be content with the grace of God. My vision is not 2020. I remember as a young person praying that God would heal my vision, thinking that if I ask in faith, he'd give me whatever he wants, and it's his will that I be whole, isn't it? I don't know. Doesn't seem like it. But, you know, if he ever really needed me to see, like, let's say, you know, I didn't have my corrective lenses and he really needed me to see something, I know he could do that too, you know? So I trust him. I don't really need to see perfectly. The grace of God is sufficient for me. Let grace reign in me through righteousness unto eternal life. That's what I want, God. You know, let my toes be plucked off, but let me not fail the righteousness of God. Ugh. I felt like a ghost just walked over my grave. Even so. Verse 16. If any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask... And he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Ooh. Now wait a second. He's the guy who just said, whoever believes in Jesus, the Christ, is born of God. He that the Son hath life. He that believeth on the Son of God. And just believe, right? No, well, look at. I mean, there's still some conditions here, you know. Verse 17, all unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not, And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Because if you don't, you know how important that is? That's what I'm talking about. The Jesus of the denominations is an idol. The Jesus of the Catholic Church is idolatry. The Jesus of the Baptist Church is idolatry. The Jesus of the Lutherans is an idol. The Jesus of all those denominations, an idol. Bow not yourselves down unto them. Do not bow down yourselves with them. Oh, what a fear that just come over me. Because that's how I hear this. All unrighteousness is sin. And there's a sin. You could sin and it's not to death. You'll sin yourself to death. He says, now there is a sin to death, and I'm not saying you should pray for that. And he doesn't describe it specifically. Okay? So there's something he kind of leaves out in the air. So there's a sense in which we're not supposed to sin. But as he said in chapter 1, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. I think they talk about sinning willfully, it says in other places. That's in Hebrews, actually, after we've received the knowledge of the truth. And to me, that is that our will, we are no longer willing to follow God. Okay? There is a certain sin. When you reject Christ, he rejects you. You know? I mean, I tell you, I've had moments of yelling at God. This, you know, and moments of really being upset with God. And you know what? He's not, you know, it doesn't, ultimately, you know, it's based on his calling. Who is called of him? And those who are not of God will go out from God. I don't want people, you know, the thing is, godly people always are concerned about their sins. If they sin, they're torn up by it. That is part of their nature. Okay? And they read scriptures that say, give warnings about things like that. And they fear. But let not the fear turn you from what your purpose is. You know? Remember, these things are received by faith. The reason you keep yourself is because God gives you the ability to keep yourself. Because you believe on the promises of God. Because you have faith in His Son. The Son makes you free. You can't, you know, he doesn't say,